Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer. Along with me, we have Coach Jim Newsted of the West Platte Blue Jays. And looking at commentary from, well, we'll do some commentary on last week's game, a game against Penny, Hamilton there, and Penny winning that one 49-14. And boy, that team looked awfully good, Coach. I know, like you mentioned, they fought COVID early in their season, but well, they looked like they had all their cylinders running that particular night last Friday.
Yeah, they're back in full force. Like I said before the game when we talked Thursday night, their D-line is exceptionally good, and they actually had another D-line that I didn't see play in a couple of weeks, and he was playing. So we had a rough time with the D-lines. We had a hard time with their slanting and moving and so forth, so kind of put a little damper in our offense. I thought we moved the ball well at times. I thought we were able to throw the ball a little bit. Brandon James had 50 yards rushing. Emmett Sullivan had 70 yards rushing with the touchdown. So that's 120 yards rushing. You know, offense wasn't really the problem. The game was their defense. They were way too fast for us on offense for us to stop and tackle them. That running back was a great runner, and he's a great speedster. So we just couldn't rally around and get him tackled. So I don't know how many yards he had. I hate to look at the stats on that. But he kind of put a damper on our whole night.
Yeah, one wrinkle that we got to kick up with West Platte, Coach, and we'll talk a little bit more about depth here in a moment or two, but you're able to utilize two quarterbacks, and the passing game, I thought, showed some pretty decent things when you utilized your quarterbacks that you had.
Yeah, we put a little system in where we motioned one quarterback out, snap the ball to the other quarterback, and play fullback, so that worked well for us. I knew we'd only get one or two series out of that, and that's just something that's going to work for a while. You can't do that entire game. So, but our quarterback, Bruce Archibald, a little freshman who was slinging the ball around, he's going to be a good one. He's been the quarterback for our JV team all year, and our JV's went 6-2 with him at the helm. So he is a great kid. He's a great leader. He's really improved the status of our younger kids' football team. He's going to see some more playing time tomorrow night against Mid-Buck in the rest of the year. So we're going to utilize his arm a little bit until Luke gets healthy. I thought Tanner had some nice throws on some play-action stuff, too. So we did well there. Just couldn't stop them on defense. That was our biggest problem.
Yeah, and, you know, they have the advantage of speed, and that's the way that program always seems to be. They have some speed that they utilize on both sides of the ball, as well as special teams. And, Coach, I know we were able to get our licks in a time or two there. You know, you look at the touchdown run by Delvin Kernahan and Emmett Sullivan, and at times our running game looked pretty good, but really just a pretty good team. Looking forward to seeing what they do the rest of the year, as they look it looks like the Penny Hornets are certainly at the top of the game going at the right time of the season here.
Yeah, they're in a very strange district too, because there's a lot of teams that are beating each other. South Harrison, who you thought was the forerunner, and then lost last weekend to Princeton, so Princeton lost to Milan. And then you got Penny in the mix. There's four or five teams, or any of those four or five teams, win that district.
So you mentioned Brandon James with 50 yards. He's got to be getting close to that 1,000-yard mark, Coach.
He's at 965 rushing. Him and I sat down, and I gave him the honor of me going through every single game and double-checking it. I said, I'm going to double-check this. I might find some positive yards. I might find some negative yards. But we went through and checked it. You know, Friday nights, it's kind of hard to stay in the stats, so we went and watched film and so forth, and we had him at 965 yards. So he's 45 yards away.
Okay.
His goal is to try to get it tomorrow night. If we can, that'd be great. If not, hopefully get the next district, the first district game.
Very good. Very good, Coach. Well, certainly some things to look forward to. And just, you know, he's talking about the quarterback situation you have with Luke going out and the two gentlemen stepping up very well, I think. That really kind of opened a conversation, actually, I had with somebody I was texting with Friday night while we were calling the game, asking about, we have people from all over the world, and grandmothers, grandfathers, second cousins, and whatever, watch from virtually anywhere in the world. And somebody asked me a question I kind of took for granted: what is depth? And I thought, you know, if we just talk about it, nobody really understands what it is. And that's where you have people developed to where they can step in and really keep your engine running, so to speak, Coach. So the question has to be, how do you build depth on a football team? especially in Class 1.
Well, the first way to build depth is to get a lot of kids out for your football program. We had 42 kids come out this year. I think that's helped a lot. You know, there's a lot of kids that don't show you potential until maybe later in the season. You just got to keep getting them playing time. I think the number one way for me to develop depth, or any coach to develop depth, is in the lower levels, in the middle school and the high school. And I say that because sometimes we get caught up in wanting to win so much that we forget that some of these kids are going to grow up to be better players when they're older. And that's not playing them at the younger levels, and we try to concentrate on winning and not getting everyone a chance to play and be successful. I don't know how many times I've had over the years where I've had old linemen that had never started till their senior year just because they were not developed, never got that testosterone. And my philosophy has always been to play them as much as we can when they're younger, keep them interested, keep them out. We don't want to run kids off in middle school. We don't want to run kids off in the JV level. So we want to get as much playing time as we can because you just never know who's going to develop and get that testosterone when they get older. So one thing is keep everyone involved, keep everyone's success. I know that kind of fights against the system. We're trying to give everyone a medal and so forth, and that's not what I'm saying. But you got to get kids playing and understanding the concept of football in order to develop any depth.
Well, that sounds terrific. You know, I can relate a little bit personally myself. I remember a person that went out for his senior year when I was like a sophomore, and he actually came in to help us make it to the state championship game. We didn't know that talent was there. And you make a good point in staying with them with their at the middle school, the JV level, certainly. That's great, Coach. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to need some depth as we get ready to play this crew Friday night. These Mid-Buchanan Dragons, they sound awfully good. We're going to find out here tomorrow night. We'll be right back to talk to Mid-Buchanan Dragons right after this.
The Shane Bartee Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Bartee Law Offices located at 421 Main Street, West of Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025.
At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at BigBuckSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri.
Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoked for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100.
Well, welcome back and thanks to our sponsors. Thanks for helping us out on WestPlatteSports.com. We've got Coach Jim Newstead. We have an opponent. We got an opponent. Boy, are they good. The Mid-Buchanan Dragons undefeated coming into this one. They're 5-0 in the KCI, 8-0 overall. And really, they haven't been slowed down pretty much to this point in the year. But, Coach, looking at them, I know that they've taken a while to develop to this point. They were, you know, fairly decent last couple of years, but they really stepped their game up here this last year. They've played very well so far this year.
Yeah, they have a lot of seniors, and a lot of those seniors have been playing. Few of them have been playing since they've been freshmen, but most of them have been playing since they've been sophomores. So it's a team that's really developed some experience over the years. Coach Fritz has done a great job in Mid-Buck. I think they're the number one team in Class 1 right now. They'd be kind of hard to beat in Class 1, so I see them do doing very well in the playoffs. Glad to be get the state championship this year. Their quarterback, number four, Butch Walters, is a heck of a quarterback. I think he's been doing it for 4 years now. I think his freshman year, he was in and out a little bit, not there all the time, but he's been starting for him for most of the 3.5 years. Number 11 is a running back for him. TJ Runyan is his name. Number 12, Javin Noez, and so forth. They've got some good players. I mean, I can't start to name all the players. If you try to stop one player, you're not going to do it. They throw the ball everywhere. They run the ball everywhere. They are probably one of the quickest Class 1 teams I've ever seen. So it is a very tough team.
Yep. We'll certainly have our work cut out for us, no question about it. Breaking down this KCI conference play, we talked a little bit about this off the air. We had a little bit of a surprise, I think, which I think is going to do – I think it's going to help us out here a little bit. Looking at the games we have set up, North Platte at East Buchanan, Lawson at Penny. That ought to be an interesting game after Lawson defeating East Buchanan last Friday. But Lawson is at Penny. Lathrop is at Plattsburgh. Now, that's a local rivalry that goes back a long time. Lathrop at Plattsburgh. And, of course, our game, West Platte at Mid-Buchanan. Just breaking down the KCI, Mid-Buchanan 5-0. Overall is 8-0. Lawson at 5-1. Overall, they're 5-2. A big win for them over East Buchanan. Hamilton, Penny High School, 4-2 in the KCI, 5-3 overall. East Buchanan, with that loss, took them to 3-2 in the KCI and 5-2 overall. Right behind them is West Platte at 3-3, overall 4-4. Plattsburgh at 1-4, overall 1-4 in the conference, 3-4 overall. Lathrop 1-4 in the KCI. They got their first KCI victory against North Platte, also 1-5 overall. North Platte 0-6 in the KCI, 0-8 overall. Coach, That was an interesting score. Was it 13-12? I believe East Buchanan beating.
Yeah, it kind of made it a run for second place between Lawson Penny and East Buck, depending on that Penny and Lawson game goes this weekend. But those are three fairly good teams. We played well at Lawson. That's a game that kind of got away from us. I mean, like I said before, when we talked a lot many weeks ago about that, we were in the red zone six times and only scored twice. So that's a game that kind of sticks in my side a little bit still, because if we would have won that game, we'd be in a winning season right now. But nonetheless, I'm really proud of our kids. I still see it as a winning season, everything we've done. It'll be interesting to see who ends up in second place there. But I know we're more worried about where we're going to be at districts now, who we're going to play in districts. We'll get to the mid-buck game. I've got quite a few injuries I'm still dealing with. I've got a couple of people that are going to be quarantined because they've been in contact with someone that has COVID. They don't have COVID themselves, so I've got a lot of things going on here and there. So we're going to be playing one of the best teams in the state. We're going to be kind of light numbered. So we got to survive this game and focus in on our first district game next week, our first home district game next week. So we're probably thinking it's going to be Maysville or North Platte, depending if Plattsburgh gets healthy or not from their COVID. So.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, looking at our district, Class 1, District 8, East Buchanan 8-0. 50 points. East Buchanan 5-2, 42 points, 73 points. West Platte in the third place, 33.99 points. And Plattsburgh at 26.86. Of course, at Maysville with Winston 25. They're at fifth place. Polo at sixth place. North Platte in seventh place. And St. Joseph Christian in the eighth place of the district. Now, one thing I will bring to everybody's attention, no matter what happens, I believe West Platte will remain in third place in the district. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, we have the 3 seed no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Even if Plattsburgh ends up with more points than us, because we beat Plattsburgh head to head. So that I'm not concerned in front of us. And I think the Polo and Maysville, that ends up being the same way. Polo beat Maysville head to head, so Polo's going to end up ranked higher than Maysville, even though they have less points than them. So we're looking at probably playing Maysville. That's been the thing for the last couple of weeks. So I think that's where it's going to end up.
Well, there you go. So, really, both teams going in this, like you say, keep the paddy wagon, so to speak, still, and try to keep everybody healthy as we get through this one. Well, it'll be a great game. We're looking forward to it, no question about it, Coach. But certainly, we want to get ready for District 2 and see some exciting things. Go ahead.
I told the kids we're going to go out and play as hard as we can, do the best we can. Our main goal is to try to get Brandon, that's 45 yards. So
yeah.
45 yards out of him and help get you out. Another game, another goal is just to play tough, even though we're going to be in situations where it's not going to be easy to play tough. So If we don't play tough, then that's going to carry over to our district game next week. So I know we got a lot of adversity going on with our team right now. We got bumps and bruises and people not playing and so forth. But I'm pretty confident in the game plan we have that we can actually be out there and play tough for a while and so forth, and then we'll move on to districts.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to it. West Platte playing Mid-Buchanan tomorrow night. We'll have that on westplattesports.com. Thanks, Coach, for joining us tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, sir.